It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
Crime is half the level that it was 10 years ago, so that's a good thing. You know, a lot of crimes like domestic violence, you know, back in the good old days, it was all behind the closed door. Nobody ever said anything, and people suffered and got hurt. And fortunately, those days don't exist anymore. I can continue to report that the city of Parsons has the lowest crime rate among our surrounding cities of Independence, Coffeyville, and Pittsburgh. So that's been a great two-year downtrend. We'll see how that continues, you know, with the next round of crime data that gets published. But we still do have a violent crime rate, which is higher than I would like to see. It's higher than our surrounding cities. And lo and behold, it's not the infamous shootings or things like that that occur in town. No, that's not what is the big contributing to violent crime. It is domestic violence, aggravated assaults. If I could obliterate that one category, we suddenly become one of the safest cities in the state of Kansas for violent crime. That's a community problem. That's a community issue. That is something that we are all, not just the police department, because we don't have, you know, fancy scopes, radar, and thermal imagers to look inside what everybody's doing in their private residences. No, this is a family, friends, safety network, you know, responsibility that we all have to do a much, much better job on.
Well, you know, sometimes, especially I think emotional abuse or mental abuse, it's so subtle. It can happen over a long period of time, and I think it's very hard to recognize.
It is. It's one of those, you know, very slippery paths. I can tell you that when I was a university police chief, I actually could see potential future victims of domestic violence in dorm students. And you could see some of the, you know, the controlling moves, you know, different, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend interactions. And the commonality with a lot of that was if you interviewed some of those early dating violence victims, you were finding out that their parents had engaged in domestic violence. This is one of those ugly gifts that keeps on giving from generation to generation. And, you know, we all have to try to break that cycle of violence.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.